Hi, my name's Kat Moses, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NEURALLE.com.
So I know with Martha and Michael, they're not the only amazing talent that you manage. I mean, it's super impressive to see your roster. You've got the Hong sisters, you've got Sarah. There's so many on that list, but what's even better about it is it's a confined list. There's not too many people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all unique in their own way. I'm personally quite a fan of a lot of those guys, particularly Martha and Michael. I guess I was curious, what have you learnt from them about media and marketing when working with talent?
With them in particular, we kind of started, like when I met Martha, oh my God, probably almost 3 years ago now, 2 years ago, I can't remember.
Okay.
She was new to this whole thing. But what she was doing, I was also new to that. So I hadn't really like done much in the traditional media landscape, so like TV and all that type of stuff, which is obviously what she grew from. So it was sort of us both learning as we went. But I think what's great about her and I is that, again, we connected on a personal level. So there was a strong trust between us. So she trusted me. I trusted her. She knew that I would never put her into a situation that she would not be comfortable in or that would risk her image or anything like that. And I think that a lot of talent maybe don't have that 100% trust with their manager.
Yeah.
So she took a gamble on me by signing with me, but I also took a gamble on her because I had never, MGMT wouldn't really manage a reality star before.
Mm.
But I remember seeing her on Maths and I just thought, like, she's so interesting. She has something to her. I just don't think that this show is showing people what that is.
No.
And when I met her, we connected instantly. Like, it was almost like we had known each other already. I don't know if it's because, like, we're both WOGs and we have similar families and we just connected really well. And, it's been, I guess, both of us just kind of, you know, taking each opportunity as it comes and analyzing that opportunity and looking at the pros and cons of doing it and, okay, how do we make sure that we're negotiating this deal properly? And, like, that comes down to me and tapping into my resources that I have, like my mentors or people that I've connected with who maybe have experience in those areas and, you know, going to them for help.
Mm-hmm.
But then also making sure that I also am, like, catering to her personality and her image and stuff like that. So I've learned a lot in the past 2 years working with Martha and Michael.
Yeah. And it would have opened up things that, like you said, ordinarily you wouldn't have had the opportunity to work within. And it brings up this interesting point of, like, pockets of opportunity because, I mean, for us as an agency, sort of similar, we both work with brands and talent, whether it's social media or influencers. We've got this sub-specialization, let's say, in TikTok now. I was just curious from your perspective as a fellow agency owner, where do you think a lot of talent managers consistently leave dollars on the table? Where are they making mistakes?
I think a lot of talent agents, because when I meet with talent who are maybe leaving their agency and I get that kind of feedback from them, they tell me about a job that their agent did. And I think a lot of agents miss the opportunity to perhaps upsell or give a client another way of doing something or an add-on or give an advice on, say they come to you with a brief and then me as the talent agent, knowing my talent so well, I'm like, actually, guys, this is great, but I think that it might be better this way, or, you know, what's your budget? Because I think adding this on or like, do you have a bit more budget and we can add this on?
This will get a better outcome.
Yeah. And I think a lot of talent agents just receive the brief, quote whatever's on there.
And go with it. Yeah.
And that's it. And that's probably what you would call a booker.
Yeah.
Whereas what I find is really looking at that opportunity and being like, okay, what more can we do here? How can we make it more in line with the talent?
Yeah, how can we create value?
Yeah.